さあ、さあ。You said you needed to talk to me about my final exam results.
さあ? Oh, you're not here. Guess I'll wait then. I hope he comes back soon. Why are his office hours so goddamn late?What the? Is that his phone? Where is it? Gotcha. Okay, wow, no sort of lock on here at all. Tut tut, Professor.Now I'm gonna see all your secrets. Let's see. Bunch of news apps. Uber Eats. Sudoku. No Tinder. No Grindr. Yawn. Okay. Camera roll and... Oh. Oh my god.No. No fucking way. Who would have thought he'd be into this? This is... Oh, this changes everything. Oh, hi, sir. I was waiting for you to get back. You said you wanted to see me about the... Yes. This is your phone in my hand.No, I'm not going to hand it over. Why don't you go ahead and close the door? Go on. Lock it. Professor, you know exactly what I saw on this phone of yours, don't you? Oh, you can explain, can you?How about you take a seat on your nice, plush office chair and tell this silly student of yours all about it? Well, I'm waiting. You've gone all red in the face, sir. And you look so worried. Now,What could possibly be causing your body to have such an intense physical reaction? Could it be the dick pics? Are you embarrassed that I've seen close-ups of your cock? Nah, you wouldn't break out into a sweat over that. And you wouldn't look like you were seconds away from vomiting all over your nice desk.I think you're worried about the other stuff on your phone. Those naughty, naughty videos. No, I didn't have time to watch all of them, but the thumbnails sure do tell an interesting story. Let's see here. This one really caught my eye.Something about it seemed so familiar. Then I watched it. Who would have believed it? A little nook under the desk at the very back of the classroom. A great little place to prop up your phone, hit record, and wait for a student wearing a skirt to sit there. Do you understand now why my attention was drawn straight to this video here?I recognized my skirt. I recognized my knickers. What are the odds, Of all the items of clothing in my wardrobe, I chose the short little skirt. Of all my panties, I wore the tiny thong. Of all the desks in the classroom, I chose the one my professor rigged to record. And of all the days for this to happen on, it was test review day. I was so bored, sir. Barely anyone had shown up to class, and you were busy helping a small group through some questions. So I didn't think anyone would notice me. One hand flicking casually through my phone, the other underneath my desk. My skirt. My panties. You recorded me, sir. You recorded me touching myself. When you collected your phone after class and looked through the video, did you jerk off there and then? Or did you spend the rest of the day with a raging boner? Thinking about my pretty little pussy? No, don't answer that. I think I can already tell by the shade of red your face is turning exactly what you did. You enjoyed this video over and over, didn't you? Right here in your office, along with all the other videos you've recorded. You're a filthy pervert, Professor. And what a messy situation this is. What are we going to do here? What do I want? Maybe I want justice, sir. Tell everyone your dirty little secret. I'm sure the Board of Trustees would be very interested in your extracurricular activities. Maybe I want revenge, sir. I see that wedding ring on your finger, the photo on the shelf. I bet your wife has no idea what kind of man she married. Maybe I want to take advantage of the situation, sir. You want me to keep my mouth shut? I want to pass this class with an A. But maybe I want you, sir. You see, I like a man who listens to his body. You will let me kiss your neck, or I can press send on this message to your wife. I have been so bored since starting college. Then men my age don't know what they want, or how to get it, even if they did. But you, Professor, you see the chance to get something you crave, and you take it. And from the looks of your phone, you've not let a single opportunity slip by. What was it that Plato said, sir? Human behavior flows from three main sources. Desire, emotion, and knowledge. So tell me, why did you behave this way, sir? What was it that you desired? How many women have you recorded? Do you have a favorite video, sir? I bet it's mine, isn't it? It all makes sense now, you see. The way you've been looking at me in recent lectures. I bet you couldn't stop thinking about the clip of me on your phone every time you saw me. The student who played with her pussy during your class. How many times have you watched the video, sir? How many times have you jacked off to me? Did you notice I'm wearing the same skirt today? Is that why you asked me to come talk to you about the exam? You wanted to get me all alone. Late at night. Quiet hours on campus. No one else in this part of the building except us. So, why don't you slide your hand up here and show me if you learned anything from the video?
Your wife?
I think we're long past the point of caring about your marriage, Professor. Besides, between the hard evidence on this phone and the hard-on pressing against my thigh, I think the only option you have is to slip that ring off your finger and slip your finger into my wet little pussy. Oh, Professor. You did it. You saw the opportunity. Oh, and you went for it. Is it as tight as you imagined? Oh, yes. Your fingers. Oh, they feel amazing. Oh, you've stared at that video for hours, haven't you? Seeing me spread my legs. Unaware of being recorded. Revealing my thin, sheer panties to the camera's lens. Touching myself. Yes. You've stroked your dick while watching my fingers slipping in and out of my pussy. And now, Professor. And now your fingers are inside of that pussy. Pushed. So deeply. You really, really crossed the line. The man who lectured about rule consequentialism the other day. Breaking so many rules. With his student. I want you to kiss me, sir. I want you to kiss me as I come. I taste so good on your fingers. Suck on your fingers. Taste me.
So delicious. Aren't I? What is your wife going to think when you come home with my pussy on your breath? Oh, don't look at me like that. You are the one that did this. You are the one that set this all in motion. Oh, and you are the one with this big, fat erection right now. There is in every one of us, even those who seem to be most moderate, a type of desire that is terrible, wild, and lawless.
Listen, grab the back of my head, Professor. Fuck my face, sir, and come in my mouth. Oh, Professor. You have the most perfect look on your face right now. Ah, a mixture of satisfaction and shame. It is better to make a mistake with full force of your being than to carefully avoid mistakes with a trembling spirit. I think Socrates would be so proud of you, sir. Well, I would say we're done with our meeting, Professor. You can have your phone back now. Neat little devices, aren't they? You can record videos of your students unknowingly flashing their panties and pussies on yours. And I can capture the audio of my professor fingering me and fucking my face on mine. Let's just call it insurance, shall we? Now, you're going to wipe off all those photos and videos from your phone. You're never going to record someone again without their permission. And you're going to give me that A. If you disobey, I will ensure the right people hear about our little meeting. Mm. Oh, and Professor, you teach the contemporary moral issues class, right? I thought as much. I'll see you next semester then.